It's so consoling to know there is someone who knows us. I remember my first trip to Australia. Never saw MGL. Only through internet I have connections. Never thought Ken Barker was 6'1". I never thought, because the only person I knew was Ken Barker. Father Ken, sorry. And never saw website. At that time, the website was not so flash. It shows the poverty of MGL Brothers on the website too. It's just email contacts. This guy said, why don't you come and join? And he said, we never had any Indians, so you just have to come and risk. So I told my mom, I'm going to Australia. What? Do you know anyone there? No, I know Shane Bourne and Glenn McGrath. And famous people. Huh? I packed up my bag, got the ticket. Absolutely no one. Then I sent an email to Father Ken, say, I am a 5-foot dark guy. And a picture of mine, too. He sent me a 5-foot white guy, Brian Steele, to pick me up. Then all I know, first time to catch a flight. I have no clue what's immigration, passport checking, no clue. I sat like a little cat. Didn't speak. They asked for a meal. I thought I have to pay for the meal. I didn't eat. Because not much in me. I'm so afraid. I only know I'm going to want to be a missionary. So I'm sitting there. Don't know what happened. I arrived in Sydney. They asked me so many questions. English was, I think, I thought they spoke English, but I didn't understand anything. It was so, and I got out and got the bag, and I'm looking for this 5-foot white guy. Everyone is 5-foot. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is real. I'm far away from my place. I didn't know what I was doing, and now thinking back, I think I was very crazy. But I saw brown and white. That's what another sign he gave me. That knowledge of a 5-foot white guy and a brown and white was all I have to hang on to it. My parents were so afraid I was catching a flight. Because normally Father Ken would go and visit them in India and interview them and take them. This time, I don't know why he did that. He didn't come. He just emails. Must take a big risk. A good shepherd. All I knew. He laid down his life for me. All I knew, all the knowledge I had was this guy in brown and white will pick me up. There started my journey. Some reason, because of grace, I had this great, great knowledge. God knows everything. This, even now as a priest, if I stand here, the bedrock of my life, he is in control. So the passage, as soon as I read John chapter 10, is of course Good Shepherd, but there's a beautiful sentence, I know my own. I know my own. That's mind-blowing. I know. Jesus says to me, I know you, Bonnie. You are mine. That knowledge is the bedrock of my vocation as an MGL. Otherwise, I would not have done this crazy business. I would not have done. I had shock. I used to sing if you lead me, you know, I will go, Lord. If you lead me, I used to sing, I will go, Lord, if you feed me. Only because I joined MGL. There's no curry. First phone card was given to me to call Vietnam, bought by Steve Fletcher. Got 7 minutes. Not many Indians at that time. There are too many now. It was so hard. There was only 5 Catholic Indian family here, and Father Ken called Mary Pitcock and said, "Ah, this guy needs some Indian company. Can you call from someone on the embassy and let him go and meet?" I went and met this particular family in the suburb, and he gave me a lecture. Everyone comes to this country as migrants. We all go through hardships. So just suck up and just leave on. Don't cry. And I'm like, wow, what affection. But all this time, whenever I used to go to Red Hill Chapel and Garden Chapel, I sort of say, Lord, you know me. You know me. And there is a beautiful psalm that is close to my heart. It's Psalm 139. Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down. You know when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down. Even before a word is on my tongue, oh Lord, you know it completely. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I go to Sheol and make my bed there, you are there. Because it is you who knit me together in my mother's womb. You designed the intricate parts of my delicate parts in my mother's womb. For it was you who formed me. I praise you, for I am wonderfully and fearfully made. My frame was not hidden from you. This is the greatest quality of the shepherd. He knows you and he knows me. If you go somewhere, imagine you go somewhere. Catch a flight if you want experience. Not knowing anywhere. Just one name. Haven't you seen some movies where a guy just looking for someone with one name? One phone number? The one thing that for my priesthood vocation, the bedrock is that the Lord knows me. God knows me. If anyone struggles with the loneliness, tonight I invite you to that heart. A God who knows you. A God who knows you. And rightly so, David wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me to green pastures. He, even though I walk in the valley of darkness, he is there." And this is the knowledge. He leads me to green pastures. Life is really good. Everything is good. Ministry is good. Preaching is good. Priestly things are good. Church is good. Youth mass is good. Lot of young people. Green pastures. He leads me. But then in the valley of darkness, depressed, annoyed, angry, fighting with other brothers, criticizing, lots of sin, even in the valley of darkness, he is there. He leads us to green pastures. He takes us through the valley of darkness. He's the good shepherd who knows me and you through and through. And nowadays, whenever I struggle in my vocation, of course I whinge, which is my nature, at least for a couple of days. And then I walk into the chapel and I said, "Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Who cares? Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. If the one who called me is faithful, I did not choose him, he chose me. I did not choose him, he chose me. He knows me. He knows my name. He has written my name in the palm of his hand. So why should I worry? My worry, he knows it. My pain, he knows it. My guilt, he knows it. My cunningness, he knows it. My sin, he knows it. My weakness, he knows it. My gifts, he knows it. My talents, he knows it. My desire, he knows it. My vision, he knows it. My goodwill, he knows it. He will bless it. He will anoint it. Because he is a shepherd, lays down his life so that the sheep, that's me, can have a green pasture. How mighty is this knowledge? That is why David, finishing Psalm 139, search me, Lord, and convict my thoughts. Search me, Lord. If we are truly rooted in this message, God knows you and me fully. God knows you and me every single time. From the morning, while we sleep, every single thought that goes through, he knows it. And that is not something to be afraid, but something to relax. 10 years, 11th year here in Australia. 7 years in the formation. 4 years in the ministry. I have experienced Good Shepherd in my life. Father Ken Barker, many a times, he has shown to me the compassionate, the loving, merciful shepherd who lays down the life. There were times he had legitimate reasons to kick me out. But you know what? He walked with me through the valleys of darkness. I made his life a dark life. But he walked with me through the valley of darkness. If I am a shepherd, if I can sit with people's pain, being kind, it's only because there were many, at least 2-3 priests in my life who has shepherded me. Which means not just green pasture, second man, goody. But in valley of darkness, knowing where I am at, knowing that I can't see, knowing that I am depressed, knowing that my head is buried in my own problems, they were there to remind me of green pastures, to remind me to get out and go, trust in God's providence. The times I thought I may leave MGL, the times I thought the church told me you are from a different rite, your ordination will be delayed, I was very worried. The times I hung on to, I need to be appointed in Melbourne, I hate cold Canberra. And then I was appointed in Canberra. 4 years, I'm enjoying it. I can thank God enough for the people, the people's love, the great mentors in the form of Steve Fletcher and Ken Park. God has blessed. He knows what is best for me. He knows what is best for you and me. This is the knowledge upon which many saints and martyrs and many religious priests and men and women, lay people, missionaries built to their life. Many families built to their life. Many single people built to their life. That God is on my side. If God is with us, who can be against us? Death, persecution, nothing can be against us. If he has started something, he will make sure that he will bring it to fulfillment. But one thing he asks of us, my sheep, hear my voice. My sheep, hear my voice. When hired people, when things around us bleaks and makes a lot of noise, we need to tune to the voice of the Good Shepherd. And many times our friends, our formators, our family members, our wives, our husbands, our best friends, BFFF, best friends forever, will help us to tune to this voice of the Good Shepherd.
We need to daily hear the voice of Good Shepherd, especially in this day and age. As a priest, I need to hear, where is the voice of the Good Shepherd among all the noises made by the hired hands? Only the Good Shepherd voice leads me to green pastures. The hired hands voice? No. Let us be consoled. He knows everything. And he considers us as his own. And let us rededicate ourselves to hear his voice. The voice that leads us to green pastures. The voice that gets us out of the valley of darkness. Amen.